Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it is time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email, whenever the spirit moves you, to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. You can join our discussion board there. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago and around the country as we go on the road. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missoula, Montana.
I was lucky enough to go there once. It is a beautiful place.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I'm a graduate student at the university.
Of course, University of Montana there in Missoula. Uh-huh. What are you studying?
I study forestry and geology.
That makes sense. I was afraid you were going to say oceanography. I'd be saying, that's bad. Well, it's very nice to have you with us, Vicky.
Thank you.
You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will now read three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of those, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Here's your first quote.
It seems the problem we have in this country is we either have too much moisture or too little moisture, depending on whether you're on the coast or in the interior. If we could average it out, we could prevent some of the disasters we've been faced with.
That little joke was how someone apparently tried to deflect intense criticism of his performance in dealing with weather disasters. Who was it?
Is it Chertoff?
It is Chertoff, Michael. Chertoff, very good. This week, the Secretary of Homeland Security, yes, got his head handed to them, metaphorically anyway.
And what a head it is.
And what a head it is by the Congress. Chertoff, as you heard, he blamed his failures on the weather. Apparently, how was he to know, he said, that sometimes water just falls from the sky?
The first thing that goes to hell in a hurricane is the weather.
That's true.
Unbelievable, no matter where you live.
Your next quote is from a man responding to the congratulations of his colleagues.
You should console me in this situation.
That was a man named Ibrahim al-Jafri reacting to the congratulations he got upon winning nomination to be prime minister of what country?
Iraq?
Yes, Iraq. Oh, joy. Mr. al-Jafri won his coalition's nomination to be prime minister of Iraq this week. He reacted to his big win by weeping copiously and begging for a recount. He got the nod after he picked the shortest stick and then chose the number furthest from the one someone was thinking of.
If I find out which one of you guys put my name in the hat.
He said his first piece of legislation as prime minister will be a bill allowing the prime minister to telecommute from Switzerland. Very good. Here is your last quote.
He's obsessed with attention. He has to be in the spotlight. He sulks when he is ignored. He is also a big licker. He loves to lick his favorite people. And when he's done, you're usually soaked.
That was someone talking about the big winner in what big competition this last week?
I hope it's a dog.
So that would be?
I have no idea.
A big dog event? You're not a dog person?
I'm a dog person, but not a big dog adventure person.
No, you don't know?
No.
It's the Westminster Dog Show, the big annual dog show. You heard from the owner of Rufus, the colored bull terrier, who won the coveted Best in Show Award. The competition, interestingly enough, was nearly ruined when a pack of hunting dogs chased through the arena. Turns out they were running away from Vice President Cheney. Carl, how did Vicky do in our quiz?
Vicky had two correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win our prize.
Congratulations, Vicky. Well done.
Thanks.